From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Thank you for joining us today for another edition of Let the Bible Speak. Once again, this is Alan Cairns. It's my pleasure to be with you to turn to the Word of God first for our daily devotional from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. Ye also, as lively stones, are built up a spiritual house. The Church of Christ is looked upon not only as a growing body, as in verse 2 of 1 Peter chapter 2, but also as a growing house. Every safe house must rest upon a sure and steadfast foundation. There is only one foundation. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. Isaiah calls this cornerstone a sure foundation, in Isaiah 28:16. This foundation is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. On this rock alone, the true spiritual house of God is built, that house that will withstand storms and floods and cannot and will not fall. On that sure foundation, Christ has promised to build His church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The cornerstone and the foundation shape, direct, and fashion the house that is built upon them. The stones laid on this foundation follow its line and direction. Every believer built on Christ is conformed to the image of His foundation, the Lord Jesus. They follow His line and direction. The stones of this house are called living stones. Once they lay in the dark quarry of nature, but God the Holy Spirit dug them out and quickened them for their appointed place in the house of God. The spiritual house is, as Paul put it, a building fitly framed together, growing unto an holy temple in the Lord. No other building will stand the test of the judgment day. Everything built by man will collapse, as Hebrews 12:26-27 show. Let us therefore make sure that we are truly built upon Christ, and not upon some movable foundation. Our thought for the day, Christ's true church is built of living stones, not of dead wood. It's good to have you with us today, and I hope that you've been enjoying the program. I hope also that you'll take advantage of the various resources that we try to make available to you here in Let the Bible Speak. They're yours free of charge if you simply let us know that you'd like to have them. Let me highlight four of them. First, for all who need help regarding the way of salvation and the first steps of the Christian life, we have my booklet, A New Beginning. Second, for those who wish to know more about the beliefs and stand of the Free Presbyterian Church, we have the booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Then we have our Let the Bible Speak quarterly magazine, and finally, our monthly Let the Bible Speak tape or CD, a sort of a devotional and instructional magazine on tape or compact disc. Now here's something special. For some time, we have been studying the Law and the Ten Commandments here on Let the Bible Speak, and we're approaching the end of that series. As we do so, we're offering the book that I wrote as a result of the original messages. It's titled Chariots of God, and it's a 300-page in-depth study of the subject. If you've enjoyed the radio messages, then I'm sure you'll enjoy the book as well. While our stocks last, we're offering this book, Chariots of God, A Study of the Law of God, a book that retails for $15. We're offering it free of charge to those of you who request it. Now, if you'd like to receive any or all of these resources, you should write to us or call. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. And our toll-free telephone number for those who wish to call us is 866-877-LTBS. We look forward to hearing from you.
People, for His blood can wash away.
We are currently studying the ninth commandment, Thou shalt not bear false witness. Today we continue to explore the ramifications of the commandment and start with one of the most pernicious ways of breaking it that men may commit. So let's turn to God's Word and, once again, the ninth commandment.
These are some of the things that the ninth commandment condemns. Condemns other misuses of the tongue that I have only time to refer to: flattery, vain boasting, denigrating other people, twisting words. And you'll notice that all these have to do with human relations, though the Lord notes them as sins not just against men, but sins against Him. But there are other classes of false witnessing that have to do with a direct attack upon the Lord Himself. This ninth commandment, for example, condemns lying in the Lord's name. Thou shalt not bear false witness. The worst, or one of the worst forms of false witness noted in Scripture, is false prophecy. This is a prime example of breaking the ninth commandment. Think of what the Lord said to Jeremiah, chapter 14, verse 14. The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination and a thing of naught and the deceit of their heart. Again in chapter 29, verse 9 of Jeremiah, God says, they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. Ezekiel spoke of the very same people, and he said, thus saith the Lord God, woe unto the foolish prophets that follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Now this is something that we need to pay very particular attention to. Our Lord Jesus warned us that false prophets would arise in the last days. Matthew 24:11, many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. In Matthew 7:15, he says, beware of false prophets. Beware of false prophets. Paul warned the Ephesian elders that there would arise people from their very midst who would ravage the church. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 1 again, he warns of the rise of false prophets. Peter takes up the same theme. And in 2 Peter 2 and 1, he says, there will be false prophets among you. And in the book of the Revelation, John, in the 19th chapter, speaks of the false prophet who wrought miracles and thereby deceived millions. Paul, in 2 Thessalonians 2, speaks of the man of sin, the Antichrist, and he comes with great deceivableness and lying wonders. This is the one who is in close conjunction with this false prophet. Now, we're well warned in Scripture. And further than that, the Scripture gives us the criteria by which to judge false prophets. Deuteronomy 13 tells us there are two ways to judge a false prophet, to find him out. First of all, if their prophecies fail, then they're false, for God is not a liar. It's the first thing. But then he says, no matter whether their prophecies come to pass, or no matter how many miraculous signs and wonders they do, if they lead you away from God and from His Word, they are false prophets. We often quote, and I'll quote it again, the word of Isaiah 8, verse 20. And in our churches, we must, and especially in these last days, when we're being bombarded with false prophecy, we must stick to this. We must rigidly stick to it, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, It is because there is no light in them. And I tell you, it doesn't matter how many miracles they say they do. If they come raising people from the dead under your very nose, if they don't speak according to God's word, there is no light in them. That's the standard. We need to attend to it today. Because, as I've said, we're living in a day of many false prophets. There are movements which say they are end time restorationist movements. The restoration of the supernatural gifts of the early church they claim for today. The restoration of the gift of prophecy. In fact, we are told by many that there now has begun to arise a race of super prophets. We have the Kansas City prophets. We have a man by the name of Paul Keen, supposed to be a great prophet. There's one, the university will be glad of this, who's had to be disciplined for great immorality, wickedness, and all the rest of it. His name is Bob Jones. When you see the name of Bob Jones in this connection, you'll know we're not talking about either of the Dr. Bobs. But this Bob Jones, such a wonderful prophet, and even though he's had to be disciplined for a host of sins, including great immorality and manipulation, we are told this has not in any way lessened his prophetic gift. Outlandish claims and hoaxes. You've heard of the Toronto Blessing. Some of the leaders of that movement, John Arnott and his wife. John Arnott claimed to have an interview with the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And he comes back as a prophet. And he tells us he's speaking to the glorified Christ. And he says to Christ, "What would you like to do when we meet?" Can you imagine? I want to tell you, as soon as somebody says that, I know he's a liar. He's an absolute liar. When John the Apostle got the vision of the glorified Christ, he fell at his feet as a man dead. And yet this impostor says, "I asked Jesus, what would you want me to do, but what do you want to do when we meet?" And he quotes Jesus, "Oh, John, I just want to wash your feet." I want to tell you, the days of Christ washing feet are over. He's in his glory. And in heaven, the days of our needing to have feet washed are also over. His wife went even further. And she reported her conversation with the Holy Ghost, who lamented to her that he felt so lonely here on earth. So lonely for Jesus. Others have prophesied the date of the second coming. Of course, that has been going on for years and even centuries. They were caught up to heaven. They met Jesus. And he told them when he was coming back. The last one I heard saying that, I heard him give his testimony, so-called testimony, about going into the very presence of Christ and all that Christ told him. Remember one sober gentleman, I would take him to be a sober gentleman, he came to me completely blown away by this. He said, "Did you see this? Did you hear this? What a wonder." I said, "He's a liar. And if you just wait before 1996 is out, you will have the proof that he's a liar. Because Jesus Christ will not come back on the date that that liar has said he will." And of course, he didn't. Benny Hinn Benedictus hymns. He has prophesied that there will not be one sick saint left on the earth when Jesus comes. No one will be raptured, he says, out of a wheelchair. No one will be raptured out of a hospital bed. You're all going to be healed before the rapture. And yet the same bunch of liars stand up before their people and they want to assure them that Jesus could come tonight. The Lord help the poor saints who are in sick beds. False prophets abounding on every hand. Now, sometimes I think it would be good just to get back to the old Reformation standard. In fact, the old apostolic standard set in Galatians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. Paul said, here's the gospel. If anybody preaches anything else, let him be anathema, let him be damned, let him be cursed of God. What is that standard? It's the doctrine, the gospel of justification by the imputation of the righteousness of Jesus Christ received by faith alone. Few of these prophets, so-called, have even a basic understanding of the doctrine of justification, and fewer still ever preach it. And again, let me tell you, I don't care what their so-called miracles are. And by the way, their miracles are mostly hoaxes. Don't be fooled by a charismatic miracle. And never believe a charismatic report, because when you get other reports of the same occasion, you will discover what I've discovered, that unless you have independent testimony, you couldn't believe that they could objectively tell you the date, the time, or the day. Never mind these wondrous happenings that they say occur. Lying in God's name is a sin of great magnitude. But lying to God is also condemned by the ninth commandment. What about unfulfilled vows? What about the vows that people have taken solemnly before God, and they are right and just and biblical vows, but they've just been forgotten or neglected? What are they? Ecclesiastes 5, verse 2 says, be not rash with thy mouth, and let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God, for God is in heaven, and thou upon earth, therefore let thy words be few. And verses 4 and 5 go on to say, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. Pay that which thou hast vowed. Better is it that thou shouldst not vow than that thou shouldst vow and not pay. The psalmist said in Psalm 116, verse 14, I will pay my vows now unto the Lord in the presence of all his people. This is very especially true of one particular class of people. It's obvious that Christians should pay their vows. But there are unsaved people who have got into trouble, or perhaps they've been very sick, or whatever, and they have made a promise to God, and then they go back on their word. That's a very, very dangerous thing to do.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org.
Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying, thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we Let the Bible Speak.